Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, I'm Bilal Tahsin Ramadan from Syria. I'm here for studying English, and after that I will do my master in biomedical science, and after that I will come back to my family in Syria.
Bilal, welcome to Grammar Challenge. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to play you some audio, something for you to listen to.
Okay.
And I want you to listen very carefully. You will hear somebody describing her job.
Yeah.
What does she do? What is her job?
Well, I travel a lot in my job and I wear a uniform. People need me when they go on holiday. My work starts and finishes at airports. Not many women do my job. It's quite a glamorous job and I get paid very well. Right now I'm on holiday, so as you can see, I'm not wearing my uniform. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I'm on holiday for a week, so I'm just relaxing and enjoying the sunshine here.
So, any idea what's her job?
She's working as a pilot.
Yes, well done. She's working as a pilot. Now, I want you to listen to a part of that again. She said that she wears a uniform for her job.
Yeah.
What does she say about her uniform when she's on holiday?
Right now, I'm on holiday. So, as you can see, I'm not wearing my uniform.
So, what did she say?
She's not wearing her uniform.
She's not wearing her uniform. Excellent. And that ing that we heard there, not wearing, is what we call the present continuous. And to find out more about the present continuous, let's go over to our grammar expert, Nuala.
We use the present continuous to talk about an activity that's happening just now, at the moment of speaking.
I'm not wearing my uniform. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
We can also use the present continuous to talk about things we're doing around now.
I'm just relaxing and enjoying the sunshine here.
She's on holiday for a week, so for that time, around now, she's relaxing. To form the present continuous, we use the present form of the verb to be followed by the present participle of the main verb, which is the verb plus ing, cooking, wearing, shopping. In informal English, we use contractions. So we say I'm, you're, she's, etc. Listen again.
I'm not wearing my uniform. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I'm just relaxing and enjoying the sunshine here.
So, to recap then, when you want to talk about what's happening at the moment of speaking, or what you're doing around now, you use the present continuous. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Bilal, that was Nuala. Talking there about the present continuous. Now, I'm going to give you a little drill. I'm going to say a phrase and then a subject. And I want you to use that subject to make a present continuous sentence. For example, if I say, read a good book, I'm
reading a good book.
Swim,
he is swimming.
Ride a horse,
she is riding a horse.
Have a party, they.
They're having a party.
Excellent, very good. Be annoying, you.
You are being annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll stop now. Okay, excellent. Well done with that drill. Okay, now we have a little different kind of challenge for you. I'm going to play you some sounds, and I want you to use the present continuous to tell me what's happening. What's happening? In the first one, let's listen to this. This is a man. Can you tell me, what's he doing?
And He's snoring.
He's snoring. Excellent. Well done. Next one. What's she doing?
She's cooking.
She's cooking. Excellent. Well done. How is she cooking and what is she cooking?
I thought she's frying eggs.
She's frying eggs. Excellent. Well done. Okay. Here's the next sound to listen for. What's he doing? Well, quite a difficult sound there. Yeah. What do you think he's doing?
He is cutting wood.
Well done, cutting wood, and excellent answer there. You've done very, very well on your grammar challenge. I don't think the present continuous was a problem for you, but I still think you deserve a round of applause for doing so well. Well done. BBCLearningEnglish.com